You're up to date with BBC Southern Counties. I'm Simon Jenkins.
Thank you very much there, Simon. Now, what is this email you've sent me? Souped up pandas?
Well, I just wanted to show you very briefly. By
the way,
if
you're wondering, we're talking about Fiat pandas, by the way, not our kind of bamboo chewing friends and wearing capes.
No.
There's a police panda. What are they going to catch? An electrically powered wheelchair that's gone errant off the pavement? I mean, look at it. I can't believe this. Rally panda. And the final one here, a souped up panda. What is it you're not supposed to be able to polish? I cannot believe this.
You know you want one.
A souped up panda.
And I've got one for sale.
You've got one for sale. Do you know what? We've been slanging off pandas constantly. Did you know that there's a thriving panda community out there of people who share ideas on making their pandas
There must be someone else who drives an old style Fiat panda. I can't be the only one. I see people occasionally and I wave at them and they ignore me.
Let's see if there is somebody out there. Hello there, Matt.
Hi there.
How are you doing? Now, Matt, are you from the Fiat Forum?
Yeah, I just had a quick look there yesterday. I'm not actually a member of that Fiat Forum, but I went in there and had a look just because I've heard that there's those old-style four-wheel drive pandas.
Right. Now, are you a panda fan as well?
Yes, I do own a panda from 1987.
That makes two panda owners. So hang on, now, a 1987 panda, how much did that cost you when you buy it?
£1.
Can I just ask, sorry, hi Matt, what model is it, Matt?
It's 1000CL, I think it's called.
Oh right, does it have the twin sunroofs on the top?
No, nothing like that. It's very basic, which is something
very
that...
Very basic, like there are pandas out there that aren't.
Yeah, no.
Does it have a cigarette lighter?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, no.
No fancy, yuppie things like that.
Mine's got nothing. Yeah. It's funny, actually, Matt, because I was looking at one of these crash test things when it says, you know, such and such car, 5 stars, such and such car, 4 stars, Fiat Panda, the old style, nothing. No safety features whatsoever.
Yeah.
You've got a bit of an accent.
On you, though. I mean, I wasn't a fan of them at all. I didn't even know what it was when I bought it. I just came across it on the internet. This girl was selling it for £1. And I thought, well, I'll call her up and see what it's about, because I just arrived in the UK.
And the thing is as well, when you leave it parked there, you haven't got to worry about it not being there when you come back.
You have
no,
to lock
exactly.
It.
The only thing that worries you is when you need to buy things for it. When you bought the car for £1, you can't really find something, and you don't really want to spend more than £1 on anything that goes with the car.
Matt, thank you very much for joining us. Look at that. If you're a panda owner, by the way, and you want to join this group, because it seems to number 2 so far, you're 3. Matt, thanks for joining us. I hope you have many more trouble-free miles motoring in your £1 panda. Matt and Simon, thanks very much.
BBC Southern Counties Radio Travel. It's the voice that keeps you moving.
Sorry, I didn't turn the microphone off there. I just couldn't stop laughing for £1 panda.
£1, I can't believe it.
I know, Alison's in shock that any vehicle worth £1 should be allowed on the roads. Speaking of the roads, how are they looking?
Well, do watch out for these roadworks. Still in operation in Brighton at the clock tower.